Today's message is Understanding Honor by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
Look at Romans 13. Let's start at verse 1. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. Highlight that word, higher powers. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are ordained are of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good works, or to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, an avenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore, ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. What does verse 5 say? Ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, or because God gonna get you, but for conscience sake, or because it's just right to do that. Verse 6, for this cause pay ye tribute also. They are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. Render therefore to all their due. Give to everyone what you should give to them. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. And honor to whom honor is due. And so, now the context of this scripture, he's talking about what we would consider the governmental authorities and law enforcement. He said, in the ideal, unfortunately, in our society today, and particularly here in America, especially with shooting of innocent people who got their hands up, people are violating this. But basically, it's saying, if you're doing what's right, you have no reason to fear. It said they bear the sword to correct, or in this case, we would say today, they carry a gun to deal with those who were not subject or who will not obey the laws. That's how it ideally should be in the scripture. But a couple things I want to put out here, and the subject of this teaching, I'm started today, I'll finish whenever, is understanding honor. Understanding honor. Let every soul be subject. Every soul means every person needs to be subject to somebody. That alone right there, for people say, nobody tell me what to do. I don't have to listen to nobody. I'm my own man. I'm my own woman. I go when I want to go. I come when I want to come. And nobody got it right to say, that's not the word. You're living what my former pastor used to call lawlessly. You're living lawlessly. Let every soul be subject to what? To the higher power. Oh, so in order to be subject, I have to recognize somebody over me. In order to be subject, you have to recognize somebody higher than you. This is not talking about Jesus and God and the Holy Ghost and the angels and the Trinity. This is talking about man. In order to be subject, you have to recognize another man. Another human being who's higher than you. Well, ain't nobody higher than me. I'm just like everybody else. No, everybody else just like me. No, the scripture says you got to be subject, but you got to recognize somebody being higher than you. People who don't recognize anyone higher than them are scary people. They will be reckless. They will actually, you'll lose your mind. Because when you get off and you won't let anybody help you get on. You won't submit yourself to anyone. You won't listen to any counsel from anyone because no one's higher than me. A former member one time I was talking to him said to me, I said, listen, how can you get some counsel to talk to me about that? He said, Pastor, the way I look at it, you hear God like I hear God like you hear God. You put your pants on one leg at a time. I put my pants on one leg at a time. When you hear somebody talk like that, you hear somebody who is not subject and won't recognize a higher power. And you need to understand, I want you to see here That every soul be subject. The higher power is not supposed to dominate over you. You're supposed to submit yourself. It does not say let every higher power make sure people are subjected to you. This is your free will. You have to take on the posture of honoring someone higher than you. Y'all quiet on me here today. And then he says you must need be subject, recognize authority over you, not just for wrath. I've seen abuse. I've been under abusive authority. I made up my mind I will not be an abusive leader. That's why I ain't going to yell at folks and scream at folks and threaten folks and all that kind of stuff. I don't believe I should have to do that. Because when people submit themselves, there's no reason to go through all that. And if I have to try to do that, that simply means that people aren't recognizing the high authority. It said you must need be subject not only for wrath, not because they're going to get you or because they threaten you, but for conscience sake. Conscience means it's right. Look to your neighbor and say, it's just right. It's right to submit yourself and recognize yourself to high authority. In the church, that would be your leaders over your ministry, the pastor or whomever the pastor may delegate over a particular area. That would be even the first impression attendants. We used to call them parking lot attendants. We're trying to call them first impression because they give us the first impression. I ain't backing up. Now, I ain't backing up. Do what you got to do. I'm driving forward. You must needs be subject. I was at an event last week, a couple weeks ago with Bishop Jakes, and sometimes the hardest people, sometimes pastors, we're used to people being subject to us, and it's hard for us to get put out. We got to switch that when we go outside our churches. I was at an event a couple weeks ago with Bishop Jakes, and they asked nobody, please don't put this on social media. And so my son said, yeah, I saw Dr. So-and-so and so-and-so was on. I said, they did what? I said, we were asked not to take pictures, put it on social media. I was texting Pastor Marcia. I said, something's going on right now. She said, take a picture. I said, I ain't taking no picture. She said, why? I said, because they asked us not to. I was subject. I'm Pastor Bailey, but they asked us not to take pictures at this private event. So I need to be subject. Not just because I'm scared that Bishop Jake's big old security guy going to come and grab me by my head or something, but for conscience sake, it's right. It's right to be submitted to authority. It's right to submit to your pastor. Now, so he says, so render to everyone tribute to him tribute, custom to him custom. By the way, those are financial terms. I'll get to that later on. Okay? Fear or reverence to whom fear and reverence. And then honor to whom honor. Give honor to whom honor is due. So what is honor? Honor. Honor is respect. Given to someone who is admired, or respect given because of someone's position or rank. Respect that you give to someone who's admired all because of their position or rank. Honor is, by the way, y'all, this came from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. I ain't making this up. As soon as I looked at it, this is what it said. It said, a showing of usually merited respect, recognition, as in pay honor to our founder. That was in the dictionary, y'all. Recognition, as in pay honor to our founder. Thirdly, means to hold in honor or high respect, to revere. As in you honoring your parents. Then fourthly, it simply means to esteem or show respect. To esteem or show respect. Now, We spell it H-O-N-O-R in the New Testament, in our modern English. If you look up that in the King James, you're not going to find H-O-N-O-R in the scripture. The old English way of spelling it is H-O-N-O-U-R. Okay? H-O-N-O-U-R. The Greek word for honor is the word kabad. K-A-B-E-D, pronounced K-A-W-B-A-D-E. Kabad or kabed. And it means to make weighty. It means to make heavy or to give great weight to. So if you honor someone, you make them heavy in your life. You give great weight to them. You make them heavy in your life. You ever hear people say, listen, he don't mean nothing to me. Okay? That would be the extreme of dishonor. That would be dishonor, right? That person don't mean nothing to me. That means they are insignificant. They're not weighty. They're not heavy. They're not important. Honor would be just the opposite of that. This person is heavy in my life. This person is of extreme significance in my life. The New Testament word is time, spelled the way we would spell time. The New Testament word is time. It means value, to give value to or esteem to. So putting that together, when you honor someone, you're making them weighty, you make them heavy, you give great weight to them and their word and their influence in your life. They are of great value to you and you esteem them. Now, in order to honor, there got to be understanding of rank. Let every soul be subject to what? The higher powers. Did we see that? Let every soul be subject to what? The higher power. So in order to honor, you got to understand rank. If there is no higher power, there's no honor. If everyone is on the same level, there's no honor. So it has to be an understanding of rank in order for there to be honor. First Chronicles 12, 38, when it talks about the men that came to join David, it's a significant phrase there. It said that these men could keep rank. They could keep rank. And they were of one heart to make David king. They could keep rank. And everyone knew the agenda. The agenda was, we're going to make David king. How many of y'all know that? That takes humility. These are men who probably feel like, why David got to be the king? I'm from a more significant tribe than him. I could probably beat more men than him. But they could keep rank. And their whole purpose was, they were one heart to make David king. And they lined up everybody behind that vision. The New Living Translation says that everyone in Israel agreed David should be their king. And they could keep rank. Follow the leader. Stay in their position. Voluntarily. He said they could keep rank. Everybody say keep rank. Keep rank means that nobody got to beat you in the rank. Nobody got to tell you. I'm your pastor. Well, if I got to tell you I'm your pastor, I'm probably not your pastor. They could keep rank. I said, Lord, okay, I was a little messed up. I said, Lord, what's going on? The Lord said to me, he said, you got to understand here. Some of this you can't take personally. The Lord said, the first place that honor is supposed to be established, particularly towards a man, is going to be in the home. The Lord said to me, if they did not come from homes with men, as particularly honorable men, they're not going to honor you. That's going to be a challenge. If you have a husband who's not honorable, you surely ain't gonna honor your pastor. You're not used to doing that. It becomes a real challenge. So the Lord showed me, he said, the first place that you learn honor, particularly honor towards a man, is going to be in the home. It's where it should be, okay? Let's go to the home, Ephesians 5th chapter. First place of honor is supposed to be understood and demonstrated in the home within the context of the family. even before God. I'm going to show you that in a moment. Before a child understands God, he understands mom and daddy. Come on now. Before a child can understand Heavenly Father, he got to understand natural father. Before the child can understand spiritual father, you got to understand a natural father. And so that's the first gap. Ephesians 5, 21 through 25. Submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. And husbands, beat your wives into submission. Doesn't say that, does it? Husband ain't supposed to say, I'm the man up in here. Now, I'm the one to run this piece. If he got to go do all that, obviously there's no submission. Amen. Don't say, husband, beat your wives or make your wives submit to you. It says, wives, that's your responsibility. You submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head, the one who's on top, who's supposed to be leading the wife, even as Christ is the head who's over in rank. Oh, there we go. Men who can keep rank. Christ is the head of the church. The husband is the head of the wife. You got to understand the rank. Rank is always for the purpose of accomplishing mission. They could keep rank so they can make David king. There's a particular way that we got to go about doing it. Rank is not about somebody lording over somebody and getting caught up in your titles. I'm so sick of church titles. You're a deacon, but we got a problem getting you to show up for a meeting. You're a deacon, we got a problem getting you to open up a door. You got an elder, but you don't want to go visit nobody and pray for anybody. Title don't mean front seat. Title mean work. I'm a band member. What instrument you play? I don't play no instrument, but I'm a band member. That don't make any sense, does it? Husband's the head of the wife, Christ the head of the church, he's saved the body. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ voluntarily, so let wives be to their own what? Husbands. You be subject. Not husband trying to lord over your wife. I'm the man up in here. You need to know, recognize me. She got to do it. You pray. Ask God. Brothers, you want your wives to submit to you? First of all, carry yourself in an honorable way. Act like Christ does. Just as we're supposed to submit to Christ, that's how they're supposed to submit to us. Love her like the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. Lead me beside the still waters. Okay? So you got to do it voluntarily. Then it says, husbands, love your wives. Okay, wait, let me skip over, because I know y'all want me to skip over these ladies. Don't skip over. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. So the husband's love is supposed to be a sacrificial love. That's why, ladies, I don't know, if you are saved, why in the world you would want to marry a man who's not saved? A man who is not saved does not meet the qualification to be your husband. In order to be your husband, he got to love you like Christ loved the church. If he has no revelation of Christ loving the church, how are he going to love you? And if any man who has a real revelation of how Jesus loved the church, he's going to love Jesus. I know he's cute. I know he's fine. I know he got a good job, got a good car. And all the baby mamas, you're the one he won't marry. And you feel so special. Husband, love your wife. Even Christ loved the church, gave himself for it. Going over to Ephesians 2nd chapter. I mean, Ephesians 6th chapter. Next chapter over. He's still talking about the home. Ephesians 6, verse 2. Honor your father, who? And your mother, which is the first command with promise. Honor your father and your mother, the first command with promise. So the first person that a child's supposed to learn to honor is their mother and their father. In order for you to even understand a relationship with God, we got to get this father thing right. A lot of us, we have struggles in this area. Nobody talks about it. Particularly those of us, many African Americans, those who come from very dysfunctional homes. Either we didn't have a father, we didn't know our father, we weren't supposed to know our father because he was also the father of the other kids down the street. And all, I mean, I've heard it all. We had an abusive father. And so either we didn't learn honor of a father, or we have fathers who were not honorable. I had a father. My father was not honorable. Even as a young boy, when I spent time with him, he was not honorable. He was going around whistling at women. You got any fries with that shake? Okay. Hey, cupcake. You know, all that kind of stuff. I saw that as a little boy. He did not carry himself in an honorable way. Are y'all with me here? I saw him shoot up heroin. Oh, I know y'all thought heroin just got here because the nation make the big deal out of heroin. Oh, we got a heroin pop. Heroin been killing poor people in the hood for the last 40 years. Now it's a national epidemic because it's hit the suburbs. He's not carrying himself in an honorable way. Towards my teenage years, he was a drunk on the streets. Walked by and said, that's my son right there. When I was in college, that's my son. That's my boy there. He go to college. While he was out getting drunk on the street. So he did not carry himself in an honorable way. So I found it hard to honor my father. Are y'all with me here? The first person you're supposed to learn, the first man a child's supposed to learn to honor is his father. You got to teach your children honor. My grandson, we were over the house yesterday, and Pastor Marshall called from up. Well, I was downstairs fishing. Pastor Marshall wanted to make sure they got the Xbox the house because he liked playing the Xbox, and she wanted him to have good memories of coming over to. So while I'm studying, can you please go set up the Xbox so our grandson can play the Xbox because he wanted him to have good memories. Okay, so I set up the Xbox, and so she called him. She called him and said, "Righteous." He said, "What?" I said, what you say? I said, he said, yes. I said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And then we, what do we do? We're teaching him honor. Now, y'all got to understand, when I first came down south, I didn't understand that. I thought they were trying to pick up my kid because they're black. I went to school, my kid getting in trouble all the time. You told me, I gotta say yes, ma'am. You gotta say yes, ma'am. You say yes, sir. I want to, my child, what's this here? Then I realized, oh, everybody say yes, ma'am, down here. It ain't got nothing to do with color. It's a southern thing. I'm like, slavery days over. I'm got little. Calm down. Everything ain't about race, just about respect. So honor that father and mother with first command with promise. So the first authority we should come to know and understand is parental authority. The first authority supposed to come to understand is parental authority.
In today's society, we have lost a sense of respect and honor. Even our highest office of government can be disrespected. Honor should not be a term of high moral regard, but rather demonstrated when it is earned. Dr. Herbert Bailey calls us back to honor in this poignant 6-part series. Order today for your love gift of $30 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Understanding Honor. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.